The power of prestige in payments. Modern consumers are looking for more than just simple functionality from their payment cards. They're also seeking status, exclusivity, and unique experiences. In an era when digital wallets and virtual payment methods are increasingly popular, why are physical cards still relevant? The answer may lie in differentiation, by creating premium experiences. From the unboxing moment to personalized choices around card materials and design, banks and financial institutions can stand out from competitors and connect with customers on a deeper, more emotive level. In fact, a recent study from GND based on qualitative interviews with card program managers from major banks in the UK, US, and Canada found that premium metal cards were influencing customer behavior, leading to increased acquisitions and spending. For example, in Canada, one fintech reported 40% growth in customer acquisitions due to their metal card offering. Meanwhile, one interviewee from a traditional global bank said, "Our metal credit cards have driven a 40% increase in spending, highlighting their strong appeal and value to premium customers." In addition, research conducted by Forbes and published by GND found that 73% of companies with above-average customer experiences perform better financially, demonstrating the value of premium offerings. The future of an all-in-one payment and banking experience, from payment cards to issuance experience, is therefore about combining convenience with a sense of luxury, using cutting-edge technology such as AI to create more personalized experiences that connect more deeply with consumers. Payment cards is a lifestyle statement. Premium payment cards have evolved beyond basic tools for transactions to become methods for self-expression. From sleek and durable metal to eco-conscious wood to the futuristic appeal of biometric features, consumers are increasingly choosing cards that reflect their values, lifestyles, and aspirations. The designing cards is becoming a means for consumers to explore their individual identities, turning everyday payments into personal statements. To meet these demands, banks and financial institutions can adopt a more segmented and personalized approach. They can align specific card materials and features with distinct customer personas, from the luxury-seeking tech enthusiast to the environmentally-minded minimalist, to deepen the relevance of their cards to customers and increase loyalty. Since their emergence in the payment card space, neobanks and fintechs have typically adopted this segmented approach most successfully. By introducing more creativity and personalization to cards and the wider payments experience, these financial institutions have been better able to attract new and different types of banking customer, bringing more competition and innovation to the traditional retail banking market. When executed well, segmentation and personalization go beyond physical cards to include digital and phygital experiences as well. This includes not only the unboxing moment, but also the in-app experience, which should build on a personalized approach to enable a more seamless and convenient end-to-end payments experience. Effective segmentation of prestige customers shows a diverse range of preferences shaped by values, lifestyle, and aspirations. For example, prestige customers with a desire for exclusivity and innovation are drawn to ceramic cards, viewing them as symbols of cutting-edge technology and rarity. In contrast, sustainability enthusiasts will gravitate toward wooden cards, since such customers are more likely to value eco-friendly materials and products that reflect authenticity and purpose. Meanwhile, tech-savvy and security-focused customers might opt for cards with biometric and dynamic CVV, prioritizing more advanced security features and frictionless experiences. Finally, the classic premium customer often remains loyal to the enduring appeal of the metal card, appreciating its durability and the tangible luxury it brings to everyday transactions. Having this nuanced understanding of customer segmentation can allow banks and financial institutions to tailor offerings that resonate with the unique identities of each prestige customer type. Just as luxury brands leverage the psychology of exclusivity, banks and financial institutions have an opportunity to build card programs that are aspirational for customers as well as functional. The business value of premium cards. Investing in premium payments cards is more than an exercise in branding or design. It's a strategic way to drive growth and deliver real-world business value and return on investment for banks and financial institutions. When done well, premium card programs offer both direct and indirect growth opportunities that can have an impact well beyond the initial transaction. For example, premium payment cards can act as powerful customer acquisition tools, attracting customers in typically hard-to-reach segments, including high-net-worth individuals and affluent millennials. Once they're acquired, these customers also tend to be more loyal, less price-sensitive, and more inclined to deepen their relationship with the financial institution. Retention and long-term value also see an increase. Customers who feel more emotionally connected to their financial products through factors like personalization or exclusivity are less likely to switch providers. For example, GND has found that the provision of metal cards has a significant impact on retention rates among prestige customers due to the perception of metal cards as symbols of premium status and exclusivity. And, since premium cards are often linked with adjacent premium banking or wealth management products and services, they can help banks and financial institutions develop stickier customer relationships. In a study, GND found that 78% of affluent individuals cited loyalty programs as a significant reason for developing strong ties with their bank or financial institution. There can also be a significant branding impact. A well-planned and strategically used premium card program sets a bank or financial institution apart from its competitors, offering customers prestigious benefits and unique experiences that drive loyalty. Fintechs and neobanks are increasingly leveraging these tactics, launching premium or specialty card programs to grow brand awareness and drive loyalty among a community of digital-first customers. Leading banks and financial institutions around the world have seen significant results from premium card programs. For example, the American Express Platinum Card is renowned for its extensive travel benefits, offering customers access to thousands of airport lounges, travel insurance, and a concierge service. Despite charging high fees, American Express has successfully been able to attract younger demographics of customers, in large part due to the benefits of its premium cards. In 2024, it was reported that millennials and Gen Z made up over 60% of the company's new cardholders year on year. It has also launched new plastic cards aimed at attracting Gen Z customers, as well as Coinbase cryptocurrency cards, signaling a segmentation approach targeting crypto users. Examples like this demonstrate the real competitive edge that premium card strategies can offer when executed well, both for traditional retail banks and financial institutions, and for emerging fintechs and neobanks. Premium is an experience beyond just the card. First impressions count in the premium payment card space, and the unboxing experience is where banks and financial institutions can leverage the perceptions and emotions of customers to drive engagement. The moment a card arrives should be the customer's first physical interaction with their unique premium product, shaping their brand loyalty from day one. More than a simple delivery, card issuers should consider the unboxing experience carefully. It should reinforce the card's value and elevate it beyond a transactional tool to a status symbol. To embrace the overall phygital customer journey that acts as a solid backbone of the unboxing experience, card issuers can take design cues from brands in the luxury retail and high-end technology spaces. Leveraging design inspiration from these brands can help influence digital onboarding journeys, as well as physical packaging itself. In sectors like luxury retail and high-end technology, bespoke packaging details such as magnetic box closures and embossed lettering help to transform products into elite, treasured possessions. Meanwhile, personalized welcome letters written directly to the customer can add to the sense of intimacy and exclusivity. The customized high-end packaging experiences that GND offers to its clients are comparable to those of luxury brands. These physical elements can be further enhanced with digital features, such as QR codes linking to unique onboarding experiences or exclusive perks, to bridge the gap between brand and customer even more. Brands like Apple or Rolex understand that packaging and design are a key part of the product, and banks and financial institutions can leverage these ideas for card issuance. Investing in the unboxing experience in these ways can help deliver value from payment cards even before they're activated. Key takeaways. First, premium cards drive deeper engagement and brand loyalty. Prestige payment cards are more than financial tools. They're emotional touchpoints, boosting long-term customer loyalty and reducing churn. Second, the unboxing moment matters. The unboxing experience plays a pivotal role in shaping perceptions of exclusivity and prestige. Third, the premium card programs deliver tangible business impact. Premium cards are strategic growth drivers. They attract high-value customers, such as affluent millennials and Gen Z, enhance retention, and open cross-selling opportunities with other banking services.